Busy day today, guys. Busy day. I mean, Donald Trump is literally, he's got blisters on his hands signing away on a shitload of executive orders. And I got to tell you, first of all, this show is brought to you by the Quantum Summit, Staying Alive, staying with ING, alive, two E's at the end, okay? Stayingalive.com and QFS1776.com. So make sure the links are down below. If you want a great business opportunity, take a look at the Legal Shield, call Frank Mancini. Frank Mancini could be very easily reached at, I gotta look for his number again. Give me a second. Frank, where are you, Frank? All right, Frank. Frank Mancini, area code 310-877-3331. Great business opportunity to safeguard your assets that you've been accumulating, waiting for this transfer of wealth, which is on pause. And I'm going to give you my reasoning for that. A lot of people say, Mel, you made a speculation. It didn't come true. That's why it's called a speculation. You know, that doesn't mean that we get it right all the time. But I could tell you that this business opportunity, which Legal Shield is a great opportunity. It's a great way to have an attorney in your pocket 24 hours a day. It's a great way to safeguard your business. It's a great way to have an attorney to write letters on your behalf when you're being threatened by your landlord or your HOA or something like that. It's got so many facets. It's also got a VPN for your computer for $2.33 a day. It is a joke. So Quantum Summit, 1776.com. Tickets are moving. We expect the tickets will move a lot faster. Obviously, if the XRP does go to that $15, $20 price tag, that's what we're hoping for. That's what we're praying for. Let's hope that speculation comes true. Chip and Jeff from Life on the Chain looks like they're going to be coming to the event as soon as we add their picture to the poster and the, advertising, whatever the promotional stuff. Then it's official. We're waiting for those pictures, Jeff. And if you're listening, Jeff and Chip, please send me the pictures. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the pardons for Fauci, Biden's entire family, Adam Shifty Shit. Okay. All these people, why do they need to be pardoned when they weren't even yet convicted, supposedly, right? I think there's got to be a way. Now, you guys can correct me because I don't know everything about everything. I do know quite a lot, but I don't know everything about everything. You could correct me down below. These guys, if they got dirt on their hands, crimes against humanity of the highest order when it comes to treason, shouldn't those pardons turn be overturned? I would believe so, right? Maybe I don't know. I maybe you guys do, and you write it down below, and I can learn from you. All right. So that's where we're at with that. Here is why I think the market is not moving. Now, there was a couple of videos out there. I've been watching the Ninja. And yesterday he had a video called Too Big to Believe. And supposedly, whatever banks survive, they're not allowed to gouge you. And no, this is not going to be a central bank digital currency, but they're going to have to adopt the best software in the world. And the best software in the world happens to be the XRP ledger, the biggest and the most baddest and the most robust blockchain in the world. And if that happens and they turn on the liquidity pools, when that happens, when they turn on the liquidity at full spigots all the way through, so that money could flow through the XRP system, and we take over the SWIFT system, and XRP is the only one that could do that. When that day arrives, is it going to be 2 weeks? Is it going to be 3 weeks? Is it going to be 5 weeks? I don't know. I hope it is before March 8th and March 9th. I can tell you that right now. But I believe that at that point, obviously, the XRP is going to be worth a ton of money. I strongly believe that my wife is probably right again. She said the XRP has to go first, not the dinars, not the Zims, not the bolivars, all the paper money, the dongs, all that stuff, because that stuff has to travel through something and it's going to travel through the XRP. And I believe she's right again. So we have to wait and see how that unfolds. I'm not sure exactly, again, a time frame. Like I said, it could take months. It could take maybe half of, the entire 2025. You have to understand, this guy Biden left a massive mess behind. Right now, Donald Trump's priority, and I, even though you and I think the XRP is a priority, I think he thinks the border is a priority. And as much as I've been waiting here for 9 years, and I think that I'm probably entitled more than anybody because I've been here for 9 years. Patience, I'm talking, I got patience of a saint. Amber and I been here for a while. I would love to believe that, you know, it's going to happen in due time. But right now, yes, the border and criminals who are trying to come over the border to potentially steal your shit, okay, or kill you, is probably more important than your XRP, manifesting to a big number. When it's time, we will know, okay? The only thing I can tell you right now, I try to stay in positive health, positive cash flow, where I never have to touch the XRP, and I'm always in a position to where I take another position every single month and accumulate my bags, and I've been doing that for 9 years, almost religiously every month, to be quite honest. And so, because I could see the writing on the wall, but I'm smart enough to know that this is a game of extreme patience. And if you don't have patience, I can tell you this game is not for you. You got to go. Okay. The Quantum Summit, we got some speakers have bowed out already, like Jimmy Valley and the great Molly Elmore. It's a shame that that happened, but it is what it is. I mean, you know, this is a live chessboard, and the pieces on the chessboard keep moving. And what we start out with is not necessarily what we end up with come the, you know, March 8th, March 9th. It happened like that in the last one, and this one's not going to be any different. I do expect that there's a ton of people that I know personally that haven't bought tickets. These are friends of mine that say, Mel, we're definitely coming. They're coming from Portugal. They're coming from France, from Spain. They're coming from Europe. They're coming from New Zealand, Australia. We got a couple of people potentially coming from Australia. We got people coming from Hawaii, okay, to the event. So I could tell you that, you know, these things usually book the last minute. You know what I mean? But the last minute here is a different situation. What kind of situation is it? Well, because we're dealing with food and there's food for a lot of people, potentially hundreds and hundreds of people, we have to hand that list in early. Now, I'm going to try to go and talk to Renee at the Radisson and see if I can negotiate where I hand in that list and try to stretch it out till March 1st. Now, am I going to be successful doing that? I don't know. I'm going to give it my best shot. Other than that, right now, it is the 25th of February is the deadline. That means after the 25th, you can't buy tickets anymore for the Quantum Summit. That's a fact. Now, if she says the 1st, I'll make another video and I'll let you guys know. But right now, the 25th of February is the cutoff date. You can't buy a ticket after that. Because if she says no, we can't do it. This is 25th is the deadline. Then if you're out, you're out. There's nothing I could do about that. So if I was you, if you intend to be there, I would grab those tickets now rather than later. Other than that, there's really not much to report. There's so many moving parts. These guys left a massive mess, I could tell you. Don't forget, we are literally starting a new show with three co-hosts. It could end up being four down the road. Right now, we have Victoria Reynolds. We have Elisa Valentino. We have Colin O'Brien. They're each going to have their show on my platform as we expand, because we're literally in the middle of the perfect storm where I think the kibosh is going to come down on YouTube and a lot of these channels. They're not going to be able to restrict our free speech much longer, because Donald Trump has stressed that is not going to happen, just like I predicted. So because that is not going to happen, I believe that, our channels should be allowed to grow unimpeded. And we're going to take advantage of that situation. Hopefully down the road, we're going to throw some serious contests to make that go even faster. We're going to have literally off the chain stuff where I don't even know, even if you have free speech, if you could talk about this stuff on YouTube and Instagram and all these channels like X and so on. So we have MelCarmine.com is coming. It's going to be sort of like Nino's Corner, except it's going to be Mel's Corner. MelCarmine.com is going to be a paid subscription. It's going to be like $5.89 a month. It's a joke. Okay. And there's going to be all kinds of contests there as well, where we're going to give away cash prizes. So stay tuned for that. That's coming. Just a lot of great stuff. I'm just having fun with it, guys. At the end of the day, it really is about having fun. And the quantum financial system is real. Nasara Jassara is real. The going away of taxes is very real. There's not been any talk yet of property taxes going away, but I suspect that that's going to be next, simply because that is another, nobody really owns their house. If you don't pay your house right now, the county can come and take your house because you didn't pay your taxes. So you don't own the house. Even if you have a $20 million home and it's fully paid for, if you don't pay your property taxes of $50,000, probably I would venture that a house that's got, you know, $20 million price tag has got probably a $50,000 a year tax burden on it every single year. So if you don't pay that $50,000 a year to the county, they can come take your house. That's got to change. I think it's illegal. So we'll see how things go. But we're getting very, very close. I know that there's a lot of work for Donald Trump. Don't expect him that he's going to do it so fast that, you know, listen, these guys, again, let me reiterate, these guys left a massive mess behind. You understand? And he was signing away. As I saw him live in the Oval Office. He's surrounded by prostitutes. I don't know why he doesn't have, you know, regular guys like myself asking questions, because we'll ask the right kind of questions, the ones that the real people want to know, not these, you know, guys who are so polished and they think they're better than everybody. Give me a fucking break with that bullshit. You know what I mean? So, but anyway, needless to say, we're getting ready to rock and roll at the Quantum Summit. We hope to see every one of you there. Make sure that you tell everybody you know, post it on your social media. Let's make it a great event. We hope that Mel Carmine is right and we get that $8 price tag, $10 price tag. Even $8, $10 would be enough to energize the base to want to come down and celebrate at the officially the very first party for XRP in 2025. We'll be down in Cape Canaveral. Thank you, guys. We'll catch you on the next one. All right. Don't forget, 25th will be the cutoff date for the Quantum Summit. Bye-bye.